Don't believe the hype, hype. From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Here we go. And as the saying goes, you know what just got real. Y'all know what I'm saying, right? Yeah. Why? Stop. Why? Roll it, Super Dave.
Breaking news. Hillary Clinton has 2,384 delegates. That's one more than she needs to clinch the Democratic nomination.
That's how I opened my CNN show last night with that bit of breaking news. And you might recall, remember I said a couple months ago we had this conversation on this program that the math just wasn't in Bernie Sanders' favor, that it was virtually impossible for him to become the nominee, even though most people, well, not most people, a lot of people said otherwise, especially his folks. But Sanders and his camp are still holding strong. One of them telling me last night that it was wrong to say that Clinton has clinched the nomination. They are still holding out hope that some of the superdelegates will switch from Clinton to Sanders. They say the superdelegates don't vote till the actual convention. They're also holding on to the possibility that Secretary Clinton will be indicted in an email controversy. The Sanders campaign's official response came via a statement which chastised the media for jumping the gun, in their opinion, and then went on to read in part, Secretary Clinton does not have and will not have the requisite number of pledged delegates to secure the nomination. She will be dependent on superdelegates who do not vote until July 25th and who can change their minds between now and then. The statement goes on to state that our job now, from now until the convention, is to convince those superdelegates that Bernie is by far the strongest candidate against Donald Trump. I should point out that the news media use the same rules that it has always used, including the rules which declared then Senator Barack Obama the presumptive nominee. That was back in 2008. We've done nothing differently. They're just saying different things. Now to the Republicans and Donald Trump, who CNN has learned reportedly instructed his supporters and surrogates not to back down on their criticism of a judge presiding over the fraud case against Trump University. This despite a memo reportedly sent out days before instructing them to steer the conversation away from the judge story. Trump insists that he was not being racist when he intimated that Judge Gonzalo Curiel was biased because he is of Mexican descent and would be prejudiced because Trump is building a wall on the Mexican border.
If you are saying he can't do his job because of his race, is that not the definition of racism?
No, he's proud of his heritage. I respect him for that.
You're saying he can't do his job because of it?
Look, he's proud of his heritage, okay? He's a Mexican. We're building a wall between here and Mexico. The answer is, he is giving us very unfair rulings. Rulings that people can't even believe.
That was...
I know. You just got to take
the definition of racism?
No, stop.
Republicans will say it's racist either.
Well, the Republicans are running from him right now.
They're
because
running from
of
but they won't say that it's racist.
They won't say it's racist. They're saying, I don't agree with it.
They won't say it's racist.
But there's one. While Trump and his surrogates double down, most of the Republican Party establishment are knocking the comments. Sybil, you are right. House Speaker Paul Ryan says he completely disagrees with the thinking behind that. And perhaps the most scathing criticism comes from former South Carolina Senator and former presidential contender Lindsey Graham, who put it this way, and this is a quote. He said, this is the most un-American thing from a politician since Joe McCarthy. If anybody was looking for an off-ramp, this is probably it. There'll come a time when the love of country will trump hatred of Hillary. So I'll just leave it right there for y'all to ponder that. McCarthy.
Wow. Now, I haven't heard the McCarthy name brought up in a while, Don, but I'm wondering if people are going to run with that and go back to McCarthyism and what that meant to this country and what Donald Trump is doing.
A lot of people are bringing that up. I asked the former Secretary Gonzalez that last night. And I said, is that too harsh? And he goes, no. He goes, McCarthy did it with just one group.
Right.
He says, Trump has done it, in his estimation, I'm quoting him, has done it with a number of different groups. And so he thinks it's not, he thinks it's a fair criticism and it's beyond that.
Okay. All right. Ken Smuckler and the Smuckler Report tomorrow after the California and the New Jersey primaries.
But get this. She can't even eat the cake or blow out the candles.
He can't enjoy the celebration.
It's not over. It's not over.
It's move, not over Bernie. Yet. Get out the way. Get
I'm
out
not
the
moving.
Way. Oh. Get out the way, Bernie. Move, Bernie. Get out.
Use your pretty wings right now.
Wow.